So welcome back to episode 16 of Airport Adjacent. My name's Kalani Thomas, or as most of you know me by now, Coach Cal. I'm actually coming here today to talk to you guys a little bit about your habits, okay? Now, there's a thought experiment that a scientist did a while back, and this thought experiment said, what if you did an event where you took five chimps and you put them in a room, five chimpanzees, okay? And while they're all in this room, you put a ladder in the middle of the room, and at the top of the ladder is a plate, and on this plate are some sugar cubes, okay? If you took these five monkeys and put them in the room together, and anytime one of them ascended to the top of the ladder, they took one of these sugar cubes from the top and they ate it, the rest of the four monkeys at the base would get sprayed with a hose, okay? Eventually, after enough times of someone climbing to the top of the ladder and getting a sugar cube and everybody getting wet, it would catch on that this was the event that was triggering someone hosing these monkeys down. So what you're doing in this regard is you're starting to show displayed behavior and trained behavior, right? I go and I get the sugar cube. When I come down from getting it, everybody in the room gets wet. So what ends up happening in this regard is everyone starts to say, okay, well, let's connect these two events together. And so anytime one goes for the ladder to even try to climb the ladder, another group of the monkeys grab that monkey that's climbing the ladder and pull it down and say, no, you're not allowed to go up there. Martial law takes over. They then do whatever they have to do to keep that monkey from going to the top of the ladder. Because for the monkey climbing the ladder, the risk is worth it to get to the top to get this sugar cube. Even if I get wet at the end, that's fine. That's not a problem because I got the reward out of doing it. Whereas the rest of them are only getting the punishment for someone having done that. Okay. So what happens if these scientists that are running this experiment start slowly replacing one monkey at a time, the five monkeys that are in this room? Okay. What's going to end up happening is you're going to have five separate monkeys who have an eco and a system in place for how to interact with each other in this environment. That there's a reward system, a punishment system, that we know what triggers a reward, what triggers a punishment. And so if they replace these monkeys one at a time without any of the new monkeys they replace ever seeing the initial experiment where anyone got wet, anytime they went for the ladder, the rest of the monkeys in the room would grab him, pull him down, make sure they never ascended to the top of the ladder. And this would mean that that monkey never gets to see what's at the top of the ladder, never gets to see anyone get sprayed with a hose, because they're now interacting in an environment that had pre-established rules, pre-established habits, and that's kept them from being able to get all the way to the top of this ladder. So now they're saying, okay, there's four other monkeys in this room. Every time I touch the ladder, we attack. Every time one of them touches the ladder, everyone else attacks except for me. For me to fit in, I'm going to attack as well. And so they attack, pull the monkey down. Well, if the scientists continue on and they do this over and over again, replace each of these initial five monkeys, you'll end up in a situation where there's now five monkeys in the room that have never climbed to the top of the ladder, none of them. Okay. The only thing they know is when one monkey touches the ladder, the other four in the room are supposed to go get that monkey and take him down so he doesn't get to the top of the ladder. Okay. That's so much of the habits we go through today in our daily lives, and especially as salespeople or as business owners. And you see this all the time, that there's maybe a really good salesperson or a really good business owner that you want to emulate. And so you do the things that you see that business owner do. But you're simply playing at the bottom of the ladder. You haven't ascended to the top of the ladder. You don't know what the punishments are. You don't know what the rewards are of the system that you're in. You're simply mimicking. And you can live in an environment where you mimic, but you can't thrive in an environment where you don't know all the facts. Okay. So I wanted to bring this to your attention today and to talk to you guys about this a little bit, because I want you to evaluate the habits that you have in business, in sales, the things that you do. Are these things that are really to your benefit, or are these things that are hurting you more and more on a daily basis because you either are or are not doing them with full understanding of what it is that the rewards, punishments, and that the entire system and environment has to give you through doing this? Okay. So again, help desk sales. My name's Coach Cal, and this has been Airport Adjacent. If you're listening to the podcast, go do a search on Facebook for the helpdesksales.com. currently actually streaming live doing this podcast. So if you want some additional information, I'm going to leave some additional information on Facebook for everybody watching. So for anyone here on the podcast, I appreciate you listening, and I hope you'll come back and hear me soon.